Does this video show Eminem endorsing the Economic Freedom Fighters, an opposition party in South Africa?
Do the top 3 billionaires own more wealth than the poorest 26 million citizens in South Africa?
If you don't vote in South Africa's elections, will your vote automatically go to the ruling party?
And does this video show a Nigerian citizen arrested in South Africa for selling drugs? Welcome to this episode of What's Crap on WhatsApp, the voice note show that investigates the crap shared in your WhatsApp groups. I'm Andisiwe May from podcasting company Volume.
And I'm Taryn Curry from Africa Check, the continent's leading fact-checking organization. We've got 4 interesting claims to debunk, so let's get started. First up for today is a video which appears to show US rapper Eminem implying support for the Economic Freedom Fighters, EFF, and discrediting the ruling African National Congress, ANC. Let's take a listen.
Here I spoke to Gail Sibiya from Posman's Bag in the Northern Cape, South Africa. Through Skype, she said they will be voting EFF and well, ANC, those niggas failed black folks in that country. No jobs, no roads, no water, no electricity. Crime is high, and you wonder why. Of course, ANC f***ed up.
Ahead of national elections in May this year, we are likely to see many claims of endorsement. But something seems off about this video.
Right? It looks and sounds like Eminem. But to be sure, Africa Check performed a reverse image search on screenshots of the video clip. This returned various longer video clips featuring Eminem.
Several versions of the interview segment are available on YouTube, all taken from a 2009 episode of British TV talk show Friday Night with Jonathan Ross.
Visually, these videos are almost identical to the EFF endorsement clip, except for the rapper's mouth movements and voice. These have been altered in the newer versions to change what the rapper says.
This is known as deepfake, where a form of artificial intelligence has been used to create content that impersonates someone. It uses some footage or content as a source, such as the talk show clip in this case.
From this and possibly other footage, AI tools analyze the person's voice and mouth or facial movements and create a realistic new video.
While this is the clearest indication that the Eminem video is a deepfake, there are other clues. If you watch the clip closely, the rapper's face and mouth movements appear robotic and unnatural at times, a telltale sign of manipulation.
The claim is crap. Staying with the EFF, the party recently launched its election manifesto. Africa Check looked into several claims made in the document. One of the more shocking ones was that the 3 wealthiest billionaires own more wealth than the poorest 26 million South Africans.
Wow, that's quite the claim. So what do we mean when we talk about wealth? Can it be quantified?
Well, wealth is the value of all the assets an individual owns, minus the value of all their liabilities at a given point in time. This is known as your net worth.
So assets could include things like properties, investments, and pension funds, and liabilities could be mortgages, loans, and store credit.
Exactly. It should be easy enough to calculate the difference between the value of what someone owes and what someone owns. But in practice, it's difficult to determine exactly who owns what.
And in South Africa, there is no obligation to declare wealth unless it generates income. So we have to rely on various estimates of wealth.
With these challenges in mind, Africa Check evaluated the existing research. Experts referred us to a 2017 study, which showed that the top 0.01% of the population, around 3,500 individuals, owned more wealth than the bottom 90% of the population, made up of 32 million people.
Wow, that's an extreme difference. But what about the top 3 billionaires, as the EFF claimed?
Well, South Africa's top 3 billionaires and their families have a combined net worth of around 407.8 billion rand. An expert said that this was certainly more than the poorest 50% of citizens.
This is because while people in this group usually own their residence, it has essentially no market value because they need it to live in, and most of the dwellings are traditional, informal, or government housing, for which there is no real market. They also don't typically have pensions or savings.
So the claim is not crap.
Next up is a claim I've actually heard quite a bit over the years, that if a voter doesn't cast their ballot, that vote automatically goes to the ANC, or more generally, the ruling party.
Yes, this is a rumor that has been doing the rounds for over a decade, and it's complete crap. South Africa's Electoral Act sets out how votes are counted in elections. There's no mention in the Act or any of its amendments that if a registered voter doesn't vote, that vote automatically goes to the ruling party.
The Independent Electoral Commission also keeps an online database of election statistics going back to 1994. One of those stats is voter turnout, or the number of registered voters who actually turned up at the polls on election day.
Right, so if we do the maths, the claim doesn't check out. In 2019, voter turnout was 66.05%. This means that out of 26.7 million registered voters, 9.08 million voters did not vote. The ruling party received 57.5% of all valid votes, giving it 230 of the 400 seats in parliament.
If the 9 million non-voting ballots were then credited to the ANC, its share would have risen to an impossible 109.59% of all valid votes. The IEC has also said that there is absolutely no truth to the rumor and that only valid votes cast in an election are counted in the result. The claim is crap.
Our last claim for today is a video that claims to show a Nigerian businessman based in South Africa who was arrested for allegedly dealing in hard drugs. The video shows an agitated man who appears to be handcuffed behind his back, answering questions about drugs and money from people behind the camera.
Anti-migrant sentiment in South Africa often maintains the stereotype of Nigerians as drug dealers. But I'm guessing this is not what the video actually shows.
Well, we notice small and almost illegible text at the top of the video, which reads, "A well-known spare part dealer, Nigerian national, that goes by the name Japan, from Old Clara Town, Bushrod Island, was allegedly caught with huge amounts of illicit drugs in his compound in the Seon Town community earlier today, Feb 21, 2024.
The place names in the text, Clara Town, Seon Town, and Bushrod Island, all indicate that the video was shot in the West African country of Liberia, not South Africa.
The video has the watermark of Eben TV Live, a community TV station based in Bushrod Island. The original video was posted on the Eben TV Live Facebook page and gives more details on the incident.
The claim is crap.
That's all the time we have for today. Now you know what's crap and what's not.
Your friends and family can sign up for our show over WhatsApp. The number is 082-709-3527. Make sure to save us as a contact in your phone and send us a message.
You can find the show wherever you get your podcasts, from Apple to Spotify. If you listen there, you'll find show notes and a link to the fact checks.
Remember that you can send us a WhatsApp message, a picture, video, link, or voice note that you need fact checked. Just forward them to us on WhatsApp. Our theme song is composed by John Bartman. I'm Andisua May.
And I'm Taryn Curry. Bye for now.
Volume.